everybody. We are live from Photoshop World on the Grid. My name is Scott Kelby, and our first guest, we have a cavalcade of guests. That means three. We have a cavalcade of guests today. Our first guest is a photographer that many, many of you know and follow and love. It's Joel Grimes. Hi, Joel.
Well, Scott, good to be here.
Well, welcome to this big empty room. Now, I have to tell you, so this will be where the keynote is tomorrow, right? So tomorrow will be all overly full, which is a concern of ours. But however, we have something very rare today. Now, you being on the show, you've been on before.
Yeah.
But this is kind of rare. We have a studio audience. Yeah. Not too much. No. So it's really great. So we have a lot of people here today that, for those of you who are in the chat and watch us live, will recognize their names. So we've asked a few of them to take us into break and help us out, and just so you can put a face with a name, because this is sometimes it's the first time of putting a face with a name. So we're really excited to have them here. Some of them are from foreign countries, so there will be extreme vetting during this show where we find out, are you really supposed to be here? Kathy Bateson. Oh my gosh, she is. Okay, it's okay. She just held up a card. I don't know what it meant, but it was green. Anyway, glad to have you here. So Joel, we're gonna talk about a little bit about Photoshop World. We're gonna look at the people who aren't here, like Peter from London. Now, there is a Peter here. Peter Treadway is here from London, but not Peter T. How lame is that? Did you not realize there's flights that go right from London to Orlando, where we are here? Should have been here. Craig Bayer says, I had to miss Photoshop World this year, so I'm this is as close as I'm going to get, sigh. Well, we're so glad you're here, Craig. All right, Joel.
Yes.
So you're doing a very interesting class at Photoshop World here, and we were just talking about it right before we went on the air here.
Yeah.
And can you share with our viewers the name of your class?
Well, it's How to Land $100,000 Ad Campaign. But, you know, it was actually a joke when I sent that to you, and then you actually picked it. So I got to come up with a program.
You know why? Because everybody wants to know how. So here's the thing. You can't teach a class called How to Win a $100,000 Ad Campaign unless you've had them. You've done a lot of big, big stuff. Now, I know that you do a lot of teaching, too,
yep,
and stuff, but you still do commercial work.
Yeah. Well, I try to limit it because, you know, I've done it for 35 years, if not even longer, really.
Wow.
But, you know, it's like, in fact, teaching gives me an opportunity to play more than I've ever done before, because I got to build content,
right,
to share and teach, and so I'm always constantly playing. So really, being in a teaching role has been kind of a fun thing.
All
but
right.
I still do commercial work.
Now, you doing anything? You're not just doing that. You have multiple classes here.
I've got one on the art of winning. The art of winning. Talking about how to position yourself in the marketplace, and you see, I wasn't a natural marketer. And I fortunately had a really good studio mate that was. And so I learned a lot from him. But I had to kind of claw my way all the way through this, you know, to get to where I'm at today. And so a lot of my sort of things I pass on are kind of like street smarts tips. And I like to share the success that I've had with others and say that, you know, it is possible for you to get to where you want to go to. Your love, your dream, whatever. So it's fun.
Well, very cool. Hey, I just learned that we're not streaming on Facebook right now, and this is typical of when we go on the road and we use a Windows PC. Things. Oh, sorry. Who said that? No, it's great. They're good. You should use one. Anyway, the one that we have isn't working right now, so we'll be streaming to Facebook at some point, and it will be before 5 o'clock. So, anyway. So Jen's like, Facebook's down. We're like, yeah, we're not surprised. Anyway, so this isn't a weird thing too. I can see Meredith. Now, you guys that watch the show know Meredith is in a control room. We can actually see her. We can wave to her. Hi, Mare. And she's doing hand signals. We have no idea what they mean, because we've never ever coordinated hand signals, because she's in a different part of the building. So there was never a need for hand signals. She talks to Juan and the crew. They have headphones on, and they tell us anything we want. Now, Mary, oh, I recognize that hand signal. That's not right. Mayor, put that, oh, that's not right. Roll that back in. Anyway. All right, so look, we're going to take a break here in a minute. We're going to come back. We've got some more guests with us. Hey, before we do take a break, though, Joel, so I know that you do a lot of stuff. I mean, you have classes on Kelby One and stuff, but you do a lot of stuff that while you are a master at lighting, and I think you are probably what I would say is the father of the three-light look, that edgy, grungy three-light look. I mean, you were the guy that kind of put it on the map, and of course now everybody does it. Isn't it nice how you create this cool look and then everyone goes, I don't want to do that. But it's your own fault you taught people.
Well, the other thing too is when you're doing it, when you're learning it or coming up with it, you don't think down the road that it's going to get where it's, you know, it showed up. So it's like, it's kind of fun to see that.
I think that's how I learned about you in the first place, was searching for how do you do that look? And then I think that's how we originally found you. And
that's great.
And what was nice about it though, was you did come up with a look that, well, it really wasn't done very much up to that point.
Well, the other thing too is I'm not really duplicating reality. So I'm coming up with, so people say, well, that three light approach is not really an everyday lighting scenario. And it's not. It happens, but it's very rare. But the thing is it's fresh. It was a fresh approach. So that's why it kind of took off.
Well, who wants to do the same thing everyone's always done? And I think that was one of the reasons why it's so awesome and why so many people copied it. And you know, one of the things, and I don't know if you will remember this, but one of the things that I learned from watching you do it way back in the day was how your placement and the blend of the gradation from the hard light on the side of the face to here, because I always just let it fall. I never really I didn't think, well, I'll just let it go here and it looks good. And then I saw you talking about, well, there should be a smooth grade. I'm like, oh God, there should be a smooth. I mean, you did a lot to get that lighting. Are you doing any lighting here at Photoshop World at all?
Well, I'm going to do 21st century speed lights. So one class on that.
All right. I've never thought of you as a speed light guy. This is so embarrassing.
Well, more and more because, part of it, I'm with Canon now, Canon Explorer of Light. But I've just been using more speed lights mainly because of the 600s. Now that they're all wireless,
I know
it takes a lot easier.
Built-in radios,
a lot easier.
The 600 RTs.
Yep.
Like the way just do that out there.
Oh well, you know, a little plug.
I have two, so yeah. I don't know.
So I use those. I stack them. I put them in to overpower the sun and things like that.
Oh. So when you stack them, how many are you using?
Typically two, but I've done three in an umbrella, and I'll put three to get enough power.
Wow.
I actually have a four mount, set up four in one little post.
You know
post.
What? Somebody sent me one as a gift. I never used it.
Yeah. But it gets really heavy, so you got to be careful, because I can put, even MagMod, you can put some little things on there to make it soften the light a little bit. Mm. It's kind of nice.
All right. Hey, Peter from London says, please tell us how fantastic it is to be at Photoshop World. Peter, you have no idea. Picture this. Picture a big empty room with a lot of empty chairs. That right now, that's what it's like to be in Photoshop World. It's exactly the experience that we're experiencing. Yeah, so it's exciting today where we are in the convention center. There's not a whole lot happening because a lot of people came here and then they went out in the field. So they're like out shooting in different locations. I know like Kaylee Greer has dogs. They're off someplace. So everybody's kind of off someplace today. Today is pre-conference day. The actual conference kicks off tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we're going to be streaming it live. So if you want to come and watch. Now, when I say streaming it live, you can see how successful we've been today with Facebook. So I want to say there's a 50-50 chance there'll be a live feed from the keynote tomorrow. If you follow me on Twitter or any place else, I will put the link. If you follow Kelby One, they'll have the link there. So any of the Kelby One on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, we'll have it all those places. And maybe sometime it'll just show up. Hey, Clint Ferrara says, Joel's wide angle portraits are amazing. Hey, by the way, can I tell you something? It's very hard to get flattering wide angle photos. And you were the first person that I think made a lot of people realize that, because wide angle photos can be incredibly unflattering, but yours are not. Your placement of the subject
there is this little sweet spot that you get too close, it doesn't look good. You get too, you know, so you got to find that. And every lens a little different. I do a lot of portraits with a 24 millimeter on full frame. That's pretty wide.
It looks great though. Johan asked, we always read Johan's questions. It's kind of a thing. He says, Joel, what is your favorite photo moment, you know, up till now, which of course has to be your real favorite photo moment, but
you mean, are you talking about a success or a failure? Because, I mean, I've had some bombs things happen, you know, like a flash tube blow up in front of a CEO's face. Well, not to where it hurt him, but things that go wrong.
But it did blind him at least for a minute.
No, because that would be in jail today.
Small scar, nothing.
No, I think the best photo moment is when it all comes together. And for that 1 second, you know you got the shot. It's happening. And you can't wait to get back and process it.
Johan also asked, do we already go to Burgers for Denny's? We only go to, we went to, we, 1 year we had to go to Denny's for burgers. We have found a new place we're going to go. It's not Denny's. But one year we could not go anywhere. It was like Frank Dourhoff's first time in America. I wanted to take him some great burger.
And you went to Denny's.
It was the only thing open. Now, we're on a street. International Drive in Orlando is like as close to the Vegas Strip as you're going to get. It's just every restaurant in the world is here now. But when Frank first came here, it was Denny's. It was embarrassing. It was horrible. All right, we're going to take a short break. But first, Kathy Bateson is dying to come up. I'm making her first because she's the most, she's like nervous about this. But Kathy, she's like a regular commenter. We know her from online and all. And is just not your first time at Photoshop World, is it?
It is.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to do this like a boss. Oh, look. Look, Peter just showed up to take a picture of you. So here's, I just, can we do this? Yeah, just come on up here. So you, there's a camera and all, and this is a microphone.
Okay.
All right, now, you have to do it like we rehearsed, and do not swear. Now, a lot of times in the rehearsal, you were saying bad words. So just something along the lines of, you're watching The Grid Live, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'm going to tell them, but you don't have to say this. When we come back, we're going to have Victoria Pavlov, a Photoshop World instructor and amazing artist, is joining us. But first, Kathy Bateson.
I am going to a break right now. We'll be right back.
Wonderfully done. Yes, like a boss. Well done. See?
Hi, everyone. I'm Tracy Sweeney of Elan Studio, and I'm going to be teaching you all about family photography. We're going to go ahead and craft these really beautiful, timeless images for our clients that they will treasure for a lifetime. I'll be teaching you all of my tips, how I harness this really gorgeous, gorgeous, but often harsh light. What I do when I'm in a park setting and I'm working with dappled light beneath the trees. What I do at the beach in golden hour. Can't wait to teach you everything I know about family photography. So join me here at KelbyOne.com.
I'm Amanda Powell, and I'm a wedding photographer out of Sarasota, Florida. One thing that captured my attention when I first discovered Kelby One's website was the array of professionals that they used to teach the photography. Each individual class was extremely organized. It was from start to finish. I feel comfortable with the photographers that they support. For me, it's a relationship. You establish them and they last a lifetime.
We say all we have is a voice, that's everything. Finding your voice in anything you do, whether it's photography, art, ceramics, your life, it takes a lifetime. The thing about bringing your artistic voice or who you are to your work is you have to feel it. So understanding how to connect this incredible, unique, once in a lifetime only you to what it is you're doing, i.e. photography, that's a trick. One of the things that people ask me so much is, how do I get my work out there? How do I get people to notice it?
Join me as I show you 7 simple steps for helping you find your artistic voice in your photography. I'm Karen Hutton. Come check out my class, Finding Your Artistic Voice, on KelbyOne.com.
Hey guys, we are back. We are live from Photoshop World, and we have switched guests. Joel is gone. We said, Joel, go. Just go. No. Joel's still here. He's right here on the set with us. But we're very happy to have Victoria Pavlov here with us. Hi,
happy
Victoria.
Happy to be here. Hi.
You got to get closer to that mic, Victoria. You got it. It's like,
okay.
Yeah, it's that kind
better?
Of mic. We don't buy good mics for the road. These are cruddy mics. We don't stream. We don't do anything. But we're very glad to have you here.
Happy
so this is your
here.
First time teaching at Photoshop World.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who don't know her, we're going to give you the website address. We can't pull it up because we're on the road. Normally, we'd pull it up. But we're going to give your, is it Victoria Pavlov Photography?
PavlovPhotography.com.
That's the whole thing?
Yes, Pavlov.
Victoria
Pavlov. No, just Pavlov.
Oh, just Pavlov. P-A-V-L-O-V
Photography.com.
So go there and check out her work. Some of the stuff that you do was just amazing because you're a traditional artist.
Yes.
You can paint. You can do all kinds of stuff that only few people can do, which is why photographers like me hate people like you. Because I can do this. I can hold a box and press the button. And you actually, like, you do amazing stuff. I've seen some of your work in print. I've seen your prints and your stuff in person. It completely blows my mind. So tell us about what you're teaching here.
I will be teaching digital painting for photographers in Photoshop CC. I will be teaching in two techniques, one using the mixer brush tool and another technique, it's oil paint filter.
Yeah, the oil paint filter? Yeah,
yeah, it's just came back to Photoshop and that's it. And you said to photographer you cannot paint. It's not true. You did all work. You take picture.
It's not hard work. It's fun
come
work.
On. Click. No.
You know, you could actually train small animals to do that.
No,
to run up to your camera. If you put a treat on the shutter button, they'll fire it. They really will. Now, I'm detecting an accent. Are you from Texas? Is it Texas?
No, I'm from Armenia.
Armenia? I swear that sounds like Austin. Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, can we talk about your book? Can we just kind of plug your book here? I just happened to notice it sitting there. Oh,
yes.
So we gave away a couple of copies of these. So this is your brand new book. It's called Photoshop 101, Hidden Gems, Tips and Tricks Inside of Photoshop. And look, that's you on the back.
Yes.
Because the reason why I think it's good, you know why people put their picture on the back? Because you go tell somebody this is my book, you could have just gone to Barnes & Noble and shoplifted it. You could have just, oh, yeah, here's my book. Sure, it's your book. But here, by putting your picture like, oh, yeah, that's you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, so do you use a tablet?
Yes, I'm using Wacom. I'm a Wacom user.
Yeah.
And primary is Cintiq.
Ooh, a Cintiq?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're a snobby Wacom user. Very
it's
nice.
It's easier. It's a big one.
It is big. You know what, though? Can I tell you something? So I've been using a Wacom tablet for I don't know how long. I literally have three of them, right? So I have no interest in a Cintiq. I can't draw on the screen. I just can't because I'm not a traditional artist. I'm not used to using a pen or anything. I grew up using a mouse. Everything I draw, I create with a mouse or trackpad. You can't believe how good I am with a trackpad. I don't even have a mouse. My trackpad, I can do amazing. This is my Wacom tablet when I don't have my tablet with me. But I can't.
I'm using stylus with everything.
Yeah, that's because it's because you have that background, right?
But I cannot retouch my pictures using Cintiq.
You can't retouch?
No.
So what do you do when it's time to retouch?
iMac?
Yep.
With
a mouse?
Small tablet.
No, small tablet.
Never mouse, no.
I just wanted to get a reaction. Just see, she's like incensed, like, oh, God, no.
No,
mouse,
never.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right, so hey, by the way, Peter from London says he will be working at home tomorrow just to be able to watch the keynote during the day. Probably
yes.
Not. I wouldn't take that day off, Peter. I think it's not going to happen. It could happen. Let's look to Mayor in the booth. Mayor, thumbs up. Hey, are we broadcasting to Facebook? No. Wow. Yeah, this is a lock. Ustream's working, and that's what we're going to broadcast tomorrow. All right. For those of you watching on Ustream, you're in the only place that can hear us. Now, if you go over to my Facebook page, what you will see is angry people posting. Where is the grid? Why? We should post a still there and go, if it's not working, it's your connection. Yeah. And that should be it. Hey, we're live right now. Click this to see that. If it's not working, it's your connection. It's your, call your ISP. Should we do that? All right. Who's got access? Kim, can you post to my page? You can't, can you?
I can.
You can post? Go get a picture from Kim and stick it up there and say, if it's not streaming, it's call your ISP.
You
or
sure
switch to Comcast.
This is your social media specialist not recommending.
Okay. My social media specialist is not recommended doing that. Forget that. Forget it was a bad idea. It was bad.
If you want it, I'll make it happen.
No. Can I ask you a straight up question though?
Yeah.
So you have access to post on my Facebook page.
Yes.
Why don't you ever do it?
Because I was told to.
I'm like, man, I would love for someone. Because people think I have all these people posting. If I post, it's me. It's just like, and you know, so, but feel free. Just go, hey, it's me, Rach. What's up? Kim says she'll post. We got everybody here. We have Peter. We have the real Peter from London. So, all right. Hey, Peter, can you just come on up for a second? I have a mic and everything. You can come. Come on, just come up for a second. Because I want the fake Peter from London to see. So this is the real Peter. This is Peter Treadway.
Dave's gone. I've lost my other half.
Oh, he lost his other half. So this is Peter from Hybrid Photography.
Hi.
And you're from the UK?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah? Well, unfortunately, it's one of the greatest places in the world.
Kathy's from the UK.
Kathy, she's like from Ireland, though, right? That's not really part of the UK.
Yeah.
You guys broke off, right? It's part of Ireland exit.
Hey, she brought me, can you grab me that cap? She brought me the most awesome ball cap.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it too. Here we go.
Oh, I have a
spare one. Do you want one?
Well, that would be great.
See, this is why I want you to come to Photoshop World, to bring me gifts. Please come. If you're from another place, please come. But anyway, I wanted... Look, there we go. All right.
I need to cover the ball patch.
Do we have Victoria. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
No, this is now... This is the most awesome moment in the history of the grid. We have Victoria from Austin, Texas. We have Peter from somewhere in the UK. All right, we are all from where?
From Ireland.
You're not from Ireland. Anyway, I just wanted you on for a minute. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but Peter T. from London is watching, and it's just, I wanted him to know.
We're not the same person.
You're not the same person. I was very shocked when I read that. I always just thought it was the same person.
I was as well, because I thought it was the same person as well.
For a very long time.
I thought I was just having, you know, personality disorder, but... Apparently not. Peter, you are real.
Who knew? Well, thank you very much for being
thank
on
you.
The show.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Peter. All right, there we go. Okay, so Victoria, what time's your class tomorrow? Is it tomorrow or what day is it?
Tomorrow at 3:15.
At 3:15?
2:40.
Hey, Clinton Farrar says he loves your dog posts.
Thank you. I love my Lisa.
Yeah, so I've seen her dog in person. I'm not kidding. So her dog... feels like she is a little small little puppy. So she acts like a little puppy.
Her
dog is like 6 foot and a half tall. So the dog, I see her coming running at me in slow motion. I'm like, no, stop. She jumps on me. I kid you not. So I'm at Victoria's house. I walk in. The dog runs, jumps. He puts his paws on me. And of course, I go, whoa. And the dog puts his tongue straight in my mouth. Boom, right in my mouth. I'm like, oh my God, I just French kissed your dog. And it's a girl dog, so I was okay with it. Anyway, that's exactly what happened, isn't it? It's just straight in my mouth. I'm like, you could have hit me anywhere. You could have been a chin or whatever. And of course, the dog's like this big, and I'm like, this is not right. Anyway, but yeah, your dog is awesome, but your dog thinks it's a little, she thinks it's Maggie the Wonder Dog, but it is actually a super dog. Lisa the super dog. She's giant. She's way bigger than you are. And there's no way that she doesn't weigh more than you. She's very, very large. She's 50 pounds. Her toes are 50 pounds. She's huge. You have no idea how large this dog is. It's like something from another planet. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. How old is she?
2 years.
2 years. Come on. This dog is like, it's like from a movie. It's crazy. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for being on the show.
But
we have to put some more people on. We have to bring up Fran and Alexandra. They're coming up to take us to break. And they saw exactly how to do it. You saw Kathy Bateson.
Yeah.
You know how she do it. Did
Hi,
it.
Mom and Dad.
They're not really watching, are they? Are they watching on Facebook? They're all like, Facebook. All right, here you go. You start here, and then you're just have to kind of introduce yourself, and then you're going to have to send us to break.
Okay.
Now, I do want to tell people that are in the Kelby One community, because there's this really, really vibrant community that we have, and one of the most active people in it is Alexandra. She's artist first, right? And so I see you answering questions and putting up screen captures and videos and all kinds of stuff and links. So you're really very, very helpful in there. So thank you very much for being such a great part of the community. We have somebody else here who is a big part of the community. We're going to bring him up in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, we have to meet Fran Hughes. Now, I've met Fran. I met you in London.
Mm-hmm. You did it.
But now she's here today in America, illegally,
first
of course.
Time.
First time. Is this your first time?
Yeah.
If you've been to Denny's, you should go to Denny's. It's awesome.
Yay.
It's just off the chain. All right, so just introduce yourself, Fran Hughes.
I'm Fran Hughes.
Well, there you go. Oh, you got it. Where are you from? Come on.
Okay, Manchester, UK.
You're from Manchester?
Yeah.
How close is it to Liverpool, which is the only place Americans know besides London?
About an hour.
Great, an hour to the Beatles.
That's all you need to know.
There you go.
Okay. And I'm Alexandra from Tampa, and we're going to break.
Very good. All right. We'll be right back. Well done. Well done. Cheers. All right.
Over the course of the last couple of years, I'm Dave Cross. If you find that you struggle making selections in Photoshop, then my class on selection tools and techniques is what you need to get to the next level. In this class, we're going to talk about not only all the individual selection tools, but strategies on how to use the tools in tandem to end up with a great selection. We'll look at specific functions like color range and select and mask, all with the same goal, help you make more accurate selections more quickly and easily. Check out my class only at KelbyOne.com. Over the course of the last couple of years, Adobe has been consistently releasing and updating a series of free mobile apps. They run on the iPhone and the iPad, and in most cases, we've already moved them to Android. I'm really excited to show you just a little bit of what we're doing on the phone, the tablet, and the desktop. We're going to look at how these applications communicate with each other, how they communicate with the cloud, and how they're deeply integrated with the web and the desktop. You're going to learn all sorts of new things about creating content, editing it, and of course, accessing the files that you already have. I'm really excited to show you just some of what we're doing. Let's go ahead and get started.
Hey guys, Terry White here, and I just finished recording my class on Adobe Stock. You're going to learn some great things about contributing to Adobe Stock, including things like how to keyword for success, what makes a great stock image, and most importantly, the entire process from start to finish, from getting your images ready, keywording, and submitting them for success. I look forward to seeing you in my class. So check it out only at KelbyOne.com.
Hey, we are back. Scott Kelby here live from Photoshop World. We're in the keynote, which will be unbelievably, unfortunately, crowded tomorrow. But we do have somebody who will be here, Mr. Terry White. Terry.
Hey, Scott.
Terry.
I'm not used to a live audience. This is awesome.
I know, it is. It's
you gotta
very...
You got to get everybody to come in every time you do one of these now.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. The reason we don't do it is because we would never get enough people. We get like two people the first week, and then it would be like one person, and then Lisa's dog Lisa would be here. That would be it, and then we'd be out of people.
You got to bring food.
Food. Oh, that's right. Free buffet at the Grid. I'm sure it would be awesome.
And
free hats.
Alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. There you go. Did you see this? This has a bottle opener on it.
Everybody just lit up over there when I said
All right. Anyway, we actually have some besides having the international crowd here, which we do today, we also just have some just locals here, which is very, 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 very rare. So, and we're excited to have some familiar faces out in the crowd over there. Anyway, and we have Dave Williams from Hybrid Photography is here. He's not going on camera like Peter did, who did a complete showcase and stole the show because Dave was like in the men's room or something. Anyway, Terry.
Hey.
So you just did a class that people are freaking out over on Kelby One.
I know. Is it that bad?
No, it's that awesome. You know. You've read the comments. People are freaking out. So Terry did a class called How to Make Money While You Sleep.
Yep.
And it was about how to use Adobe Stock, how to start selling your images on Adobe Stock.
Correct.
So, Terry, what is it? So, you know, there's a lot of people that are very skeptical just about selling stock, just period, right? They're just really like, I don't know, you know, am I really going to make money and all? And it's interesting.
You know what it is? It's people have this thing where they are, like you said, they're skeptical, they're not sure. So they want to dip their toe in the water and see if it'll work. And by that meaning, I'll upload 10 images and see how it goes. And I can tell you before you upload those 10 images, it's going to go horribly for you.
Because it's going to fail.
Right. You have that attitude of you're only going to do this much, but you're expecting this much return. And where in life does that work?
So it's kind of like going on a diet and say, hey, I'm thinking of going on a diet. And so for 11 hours, I'm going to cut back on what I'm eating. I'm not going to, just, you know, like for like dinner tonight and lunch, I'm just going to go light. And then we'll see how it works. Maybe I've lost 10 pounds. You know, you'd have to cut something off to lose 10 pounds in 11 hours. It's like I'm taking three fingers and they're off. Right. But it's that kind of thing. It's like selling stock isn't something you can kind of do.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
It's also not, even if you, let's say you upload 50 images or 100 images and you get most of them or all of them approved. You've just started. That doesn't mean upload whatever you start with and then stop and wait. It's ongoing. It's every day. The people that really make good money at stock, they treat it like it's their job.
Yeah, it's their job.
So they wake up every day, okay, what are we shooting for stock today? And what are we uploading today? And they don't say, well, you know, let me try a few and see what happens.
Now, you're teaching a class at Photoshop World here.
I'm teaching the abbreviated version of that class here.
Hey, Clinton Farrar says, after Terry's class, I'm jumping in with both feet.
Awesome.
That's what you have to do.
That's what you got to do. You know, and again, if you only upload a few and they all get approved. Well, how long before you declare it good or not? If one sold tomorrow, is that good? They don't sell? Is that bad?
Is that bad? So let me ask you.
So you gotta, it's an ongoing thing.
Let me ask you a question. Now, and I'll give you a second to think about it.
Okay.
Is like, if you were gonna talk to somebody who were a friend of yours and you're like, look, I'm gonna get on and I'm gonna do this, what would you say would be the minimum number that they need to do just to get started? Now, I know you have to keep doing this. You just can't put a certain number up and go,
It's not a goal and you're done. It's ongoing.
It's ongoing. So if you were going to tell a friend straight up, and so let's say I came to you and say, hey, Terry, I'm thinking about getting on Adobe Stock, and I want to be a success at it. I don't want to just put 15 images up there, and then 3 weeks later I haven't sold any and I'm out, which is, I think, a very logical thing for people to think. Well, hey, I put 15 up and nothing sold.
Nothing happened. Right.
How many images are on Adobe Stock?
Well, all together and with videos and everything, now I think we're over 75 million. But last count of just images, I think it was 45 million images.
All right. So if I put up 15, those will get sold immediately, won't they?
Oh, sure.
All right. Yeah. But if I was going to ask you, Terry, I'm thinking of going on there. I need a number. I want to do this right. I really want to be a success at this. How many images should I get for my first upload?
And I would have to have a qualifying question response.
Yeah.
What do you consider to be a success?
If I could make $400 a month, so I could like maybe pay my, my liquor bill. No, don't laugh at that. No. But if I want to make $400 a month, so you could pay some meaningful bill with
it. Here's probably a good rule to go by. And again, when I say rule, I mean I'm just guessing, estimating based on what I've seen. To make on average, let's say 100 a month, you probably need 1,000 images in your portfolio. And that's not saying 1,000 are going to be selling, like you're going to sell all 1,000 each month. It just means in order to have enough that are selling regularly to make that 100 a month, you probably need a portfolio of at least 1,000 images to do it.
Okay.
So if you want to say 400 a month, I would say you probably want 4,000 to 5,000 images. Yeah.
All right. Now, Terry,
you could easily be the person that has, you know, out of that 4,000 or 5,000, you might have 2,000 amazing images and you're making 2,000 a month. You know, it depends.
Of course. Isn't it true? You could put up 5,000, you can make $25 a month.
Right. So it varies. And I have about 1,200 images up now. And some of them literally sell every day. Some of them have never sold. So, like I've uploaded them almost a year ago, and I can point to images that haven't sold once.
Now I don't remember if you shared this in your Kelby One class, but one of your best-selling images is an image you didn't even want to take.
Right.
So can you tell that story real quick?
So a friend of mine, or a model friend of mine, wanted me to shoot a friend of hers who's not a model. It was a guy. And so I said, okay, sure, I'll do you this favor. And I said, well, you know, as long as I can use the images for my promotions or whatever I want to use them for. So he signed a model release, and that was, you know, years ago. And I decided to upload to Adobe Stock hey, I got the model release, I might as well upload his images too. One of his images is not only my top seller, but sells every day.
Sells every single day.
And it was a shoot that I didn't even want to do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I look at the picture, I go, yeah, I could see that selling. Yeah. Because like Terry in his class, and I'm sure in your class here at Photoshop World, what day is your class?
That one is, I think, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's shocking.
Tomorrow afternoon. Or Friday, maybe. I don't know. It's Thursday or Friday. I can't remember now.
It's sometime.
Yeah.
Well, it only matters if you're here. Like
if you're not here,
it's like, yeah, there's an app. You know, go download the iOS app or the Android app for it. And then anyway, hey, by the way, have you ever met Dave Williams?
Maybe.
Dave, come on up. I want you to meet Terry. So hey, it's Dave Williams, everybody. Dave, here's a mic. Here's the mic. So this is Dave Williams.
How you doing? Last
year,
Photoshop World.
Yeah, you had Photoshop World.
Last time I was in America.
You know what? All the cool people come to Photoshop World.
Of course they do. That's why Kathy Bateson's here.
That's right. Exactly why. All right. So Dave is part of Hybrid Photography.
I am.
All right. Dave, have you ever done stock?
Getty. It's terrible.
Say, no, not stock, but Getty. Just say the whole sentence. Like, stock's not bad.
Stock's okay. Stock's good. I'm looking at Adobe stock.
Are you looking at Adobe stock?
Getty's library is full of stuff, but they don't want to pay people. Which maybe they'll address, but it's not really very likely. And so it's not going to pay my bills.
And none of those mean things about Getty were anyway, said by Terry White from Adobe Systems.
No. Exactly.
So just so we're clear.
I didn't pay him anything to say any of that.
He didn't. In fact, he wasn't sure he knew Dave, but then he saw him and goes, wait, I know you. Didn't I meet you last year at Photoshop
World? Never met him before. Oh, yeah. Oh, there
he is. Who's that guy? Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Now, Dave, I detect an accent. Are you from Armenia?
This is, you know, that's the Armenian accent coming through,
isn't it? It is. Like, you can tell the Armenian. It's South Armenian there, right near Greece. I can tell.
Exactly.
You have that.
That's why I've got this epic tan.
That's why you have that epic tan. You sure do. Anyway, well, Dave, thank you for coming on. Now, when you leave, I know you're going to want to take the microphone, but don't.
I'll give it to Terry White.
I think that's great. And you should always refer to Terry, by the way, with his full name.
Exactly. That's
Terry White. It's not Cher. He has a full first name and last name. It's Terry Wayne.
I pay a lot of money to maintain those names. So
I know. I know you do. Thank you very much. Thanks. No, you can go like back. You can go back to your dang seat, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I put him on despite the fact that last night he told me that he hasn't seen a Grid episode in like 5 weeks because he's always working. He's a male dancer. I'm just telling you straight up. He just is. He's with the London Chippendales. All right. And was weird as we all had dinner last night, and he wore his little collar and the two things and his shirt off, and I'm like, I'm uncomfortable with this because I used to be in a competing group, the Thunder from Down Under. And anyway. All right. All right. Hey, look now. Now, hey, Peter from London gave you a shout-out, the fake Peter. Yes. He's like, Dave. And then he goes, Dave, you're not taking a selfie now? And then Johan wants to know, is that here? Oh, God, he's coming back. Dude, that was a good
one. How's it going?
One-handed. I will say this about if you follow Dave on social, the guy takes a selfie or two. He does. All right. Johan. So Johan wants to know, is that hybrid Dave? Yes. That is hybrid Dave.
And Johan, glad the GPS tip worked out for you.
Yeah, Johan says, Terry, the question I asked last time you were on the Grid about GPS, I tried it and it worked like a charm. Thank you for that tip.
No problem.
I'm sharing that tip, by the way, in one of my classes here. All right, Johan says, my goal this year is to make it to 1,000 photos and get about 10 right. But you know what? Oh, hey, Peter T. from London says he's regular Peter. That does make you super Peter. Why did you say that? Why did I repeat it? You know what? We're going to take a break. Terry, stick around.
It's going downhill.
It's break time at this point. Don't go. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are. All right. Who's Fernando. Fernando has to come up. All right. Here. All right. Where's Fernando? All right. All right. So this is Fernando. You're in the forums quite a bit.
Yes.
And you're from Portugal?
Yes, that's right. From Lisbon.
And from Lisbon. I'm trying to change my trip to Morocco to fly to Lisbon hang out with you for a couple
you
of days.
You would have a problem with the electronics band.
No, I would not have an electronics brand problem. That's why I'm going to Lisbon. No, I'm going to Lisbon because I've never been and I wanted to go. And now that I know somebody there, I have somebody to go shooting with. That's a big attraction for me since I don't know where to go. I'd be like, hey, this is cool. I see the airport and my hotel. There's other places.
The airport is not so cool.
It's not so cool?
No.
But Lisbon's beautiful?
Lisbon is beautiful.
I've heard it is. So a couple of friends of mine went. And in fact, a friend of mine went, spent 2 weeks there, and came back and said it was the most beautiful place. He fell in love with Lisbon.
That's good to hear.
It's a good place. Yeah. All right. And now you are also very, very much in the Kelby One community.
Yes.
The thing about him, and I've mentioned this on the air before, but now you're getting to put a face with a name, is like, not only are you all over the place answering questions, your answers are right.
Thank you.
Your answers, like I read your stuff and like, I don't know if you're doing research offline or what it is, but dude, he gets, like I read his questions, I go, that's exactly what I would have said. That's right, he's really good. So you're either cheating. No, I'm just kidding.
Learning. I try to answer those questions that I know, but when I don't know and I'm interested in the subject, I go and look for the answer. Sometimes Google answers for everybody.
Oh, I thought you like went to the library. You actually use Google? That's like nothing. You really want to do this right, ask Terry. You have to go to the library.
Okay.
I think there's a beautiful library in Lisbon, is there not?
Well, there's one in Coimbra. And I believe you want to shut.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
so you should drive there when you need to answer questions. Don't rely on things like Google that are so easy. You need to work harder.
Okay, I'll
all right,
that.
Now, we didn't get to practice how to take us to break. But you need to say something along the lines of, hey, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, Scott will be here, Terry will be here. Don't forget at 4 o'clock tomorrow in room 516. No, you don't have to do all that. But just you make it like we're going to a break, and then look at Meredith, and she'll wave, and that means like we're going to break.
Okay, so we're live from Photoshop World.
Yes.
Today is the pre-conference day.
Yes.
Right? And we're going to break.
To break.
All right.
Well done. Well
good
done.
Job.
Good
all
job.
Right.
Hey, guys, my name's Peter Hurley, and you are here in my studio, and I am going to teach this class on the top 10 questions I get regarding headshot photography. So here's what you're gonna get. These are big ones, you ready? How do you chill out your subject? How do you get their good side? How do you take weight off of somebody that's a little bit heavier? How do you get glare out of the glasses? What about continuous versus strobe? I'm gonna go over those and many more in this class. Come join me on KelbyOne.com.
Hi, I'm Stella Kramer. I'm a photography consultant and Pulitzer Prize winning photo editor, New York City. In my class, you're going to learn how to edit and sequence your work and make yourself a better photographer in the process. You'll learn how to work with color and black and white and put them together, and you'll learn how to tell the stories that your work needs to tell. I'm Stella Kramer. Check out my class at KelbyOne.com.
We're back. We are live from Photoshop World. Terry White.
Hey.
Pooh is in the house. We have a live studio. Why don't you can tell by the way they cheered when we came back from the break. Oh, it's too late. Oh, no.
You know what they say when you have to ask for it, it's just pity at that point.
It's just pity. Yeah, when you have to ask for it. So I don't want to have to fire you guys. You just got here. You're doing a pretty good job. Anyway, but we're talking with Terry White. We're talking stock photography. And, you know, Terry did this class we mentioned earlier, and it's just people are just loving it. You know what else is interesting? Some very, like, big people in the industry have watched that class and said, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. It is a very, very – Terry's cases for why you should do it. And it breaks down a lot of barriers because a lot of people, I think, just kind of go, oh, well, you know. Well, you said it. You picked – I think you've probably picked what the biggest problem is.
Yeah.
You put up 15 images, wait for the checks to roll in.
Nothing happened.
And nothing happened. It was a waste of my time.
This thing doesn't work.
Now, this is another thing. When you send your photos into stock, are you going to send the stuff that's, like, in your personal portfolio? You're going to send your very best photos, the photos you would, like, sell for prints and all. You're not – most people aren't going to do that.
It depends.
Well, there are some that send their put up their very best stuff.
This is the other thing too. A lot of people think once I sign up for stock, I'm selling my images for so much less that I could have been selling them over here for more. Why can't you do both? If you have images, first of all, that you're making a ton of money on already, cheers. You beat the game. You're doing it. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's no reason that you should have to go to stock. But if you have images that are just sitting on your drive right now that aren't making anything, then why would you not put those on stock? And even if you put them on stock and someone says, hey, that picture you took of that hat, I really love that. I'd love to pay you, you know, $2 million for it, and I want to be the only person that has that picture from now on. Great.
Here you go.
Go delete it off stock, and now you're sold it to that person. So first of all, it's non-exclusive. Second of all, you still own the rights to the image. You can still do whatever you want to the image. You can even put the image up on other stock photography places if you want.
Now, Terry, if you sell a picture of that hat for $2 million, Kathy Bateson is going to come saying, I get a cut. I get a cut. What's her cut?
You know what? If I sold that hat for $2 million, I'd happily give you a cut. I would not have a problem with that at all.
He says that now. He says that now. Just saying.
I didn't say how much of a cut.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be very small. $400. That's his going rate. Everything's based on $400 in Terry's life. Anyway, hey, Lynn Hughes is here. She says, hi, Scott. We have two people watching now. It's Lynn. No, we have three. It's Clinton Ferrara, Lynn. We can name our viewers. I think that's the great thing about Ustream. You can name all of your viewers, all three of them. Hey, you know, Jen is here today. She's over here. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Jen's right here, and she's set up on a bag. That's nice. Yeah, it's. I'm surprised this looks as good as it does. You know, it's like. So we're in the tomorrow morning. We have the keynote, and we have the biggest. We have the biggest conference room here in the convention center. This is the second biggest convention center in the world. No, in the United States. Second biggest in the United States. We know that because when you're on the escalator, it says this is the second largest. It says it right there on the escalator, right? But I knew it before. But anyway, so it's the second largest. Well, we're in the largest ballroom they have here, and we're packed in. So it's going tomorrow. This will look very, very different when you watch it on the live stream, which may stream or not. No, if you watch here and you stream, it'll be streaming.
Yeah.
Apparently, we got that down, and we have Facebook down with low volume. So if you're just joining us. Oh, it's gone again?
Yeah.
I spoke too soon. Now, don't you feel glad that you're not on the Facebook? Now, because most of our comments now come from Facebook. They used to be on Ustream. Everyone's kind of moved over, except for you guys over here who are the faithful Ustreamers. Because it's so hard to create a username and profile in Ustream. You feel like, I've invested in this platform. I'm just going to stay here. All right. So, Johan. One of the three people in the thing.
Johan, you're getting a lot of love today.
Yeah, well, we do all of Johan's things anyway. He is personally representing all of the Netherlands himself. So, you know, he kind of carries the flag over there. So Johan says, what's funny, like Terry's class, although I'm probably never going to send in stock images, you still learn a lot of stuff just looking at the class. And you know, one of the things that you do is talk about what kind of classes, you know, what kind of image to sell.
Yes.
And like that one that you're talking about, the one that yours sells every day, the subject's not in the center, the subject's off to the side, and there's plenty of room for text and copy and ad stuff and all that. You have to think, who are buying these? By the way, it's not other photographers buying your photos.
Right. It's marketers. It's people writing stories, blog posts.
It's Rachel.
Ad campaigns. they need it for signage.
Art directors. There you go.
Art directors. Boom. Right. So one of the things that that will also help determine whether or not you're going to be successful or not is if you think about those, let's just keep it at 45 million. If you think about those 45 million images, chances are a lot of images are going to be of things that were easy to shoot. For example, a landscape, a nice place, a nice piece of scenery, because there was nothing involved as far as, I'm not saying the job was not easy or was not hard, but there was nothing involved as far as a model release, setting up lighting or anything like that. You got to a beautiful place and you took a beautiful shot. Great. Now you got this beautiful shot and you submit it to stock of, let's say, I don't know, the Grand Canyon. How many photos of the Grand Canyon do you think are on Adobe stock?
Two.
No, probably like 2,000. So what I'm saying is, if you take a great picture of a beautiful place, chances are you're not the only one who's taken a great picture of that beautiful place. And most likely, someone's taken a better picture of it than you have. They got there on a better day. They got better light. They got better atmospheric conditions. They got a better vantage point, whatever it was. However, if you take pictures of people or people doing interesting things that could be used for stock, your chances go up quite a bit, because even if we all take a picture of a 6 foot tall, dark haired, handsome guy, it's not the same guy. So an art director, an ad campaign person, someone, a graphic artist looking for a picture might like yours better. Even though technically the other one was better lighting, better studio setup, so forth and so on. So a lot of times images sell because of the person that's in the image. So that one we're talking about that shocked me, that's still selling so much as much as it is. He's a nice looking guy. He's
not amazing looking. I mean,
no,
he's not me.
He's a nice looking guy. He's got a nice build.
It's okay.
But no, he's not you.
Thank you. But thanks for saying what everybody was thinking.
He does all right. And I'm happy to have them in my stock.
I am sure you are. You wake up every morning and it's like sold. I think that's, you know, when I tell people about your class, I always go, Terry shows in the class his email inbox. And literally while he's sleeping, he wakes up. He sometimes will send me one in the morning. I wake up. He goes, oh, I love it when someone buys the extended license while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's really cha-ching.
That is really super cha-ching because you can make regular cha-ching, but if someone wants to use it right. in a wider distribution or in a different medium, then they have to pay a higher fee, and you get, of course, a much, much higher fee.
All right. And here's another thing, and this is one that I don't know if I talked about enough in the class, but this is another angle that you might want to look at if you're saying, well, you're right, 45 million images. I don't know if I could compete with that. I'm only taking pictures of scenery or places, and people have taken better ones. Well, first and foremost, don't let that deter you, because even though there might be better ones, if you can take something that's, add something to it, the people that are looking at stock are always looking for fresh images. So yeah, there might be 2,000 images of the Grand Canyon, but you take one on a certain day with someone's, you know, some object in it that no one else has, then they might want that.
I'll guarantee you, nobody has the drinking hat with a built-in bottle opener at the Grand Canyon.
You put this up on a ridge and take that, hide the logo, and
yeah, clone out the logo.
Clone out the logo, and you've sold it. But anyway, the other hidden, as far as real money makers go, is not really photography as much as it is video.
Yeah, video.
Because a stock image on Adobe Stock, the highest price, not an extended license, but the highest regular price it'll go for is $9.99.
So $10.
So you're going to get a cut of $10. Videos start at $79, I believe, on up.
I bought videos on Adobe Stock.
No, I think they're higher than that now. But anyway, up to like a 4K video is $199. So you're getting a cut of... you know, $100 to $200 versus $10. And, you know, you might think, oh, God, video's harder. I'd have to, you know, come up with a video to shoot and so forth and so on. The minimum video length requirement to submit a video is 5 seconds.
Really?
So if you can hold your camera still for 5 seconds and capture something interesting, and it's capped at a minute. So
it's
5 seconds
to a minute. $200.
Right.
All right, let me ask you this trick question. Pop quiz. What about drone footage? Can you submit drone footage?
Yes, you can. The only Adobe doesn't really police this, but the as far as being a good drone citizen or pilot, I should tell you that if you're going to use drones in a commercial setting like that, in other words, I'm shooting this to sell it, then legally you need a commercial pilot's license for your drone.
Right, but Adobe's not going to call you and go,
right, they're not
hey,
gonna
can
ask.
We see your commercial go? And if they ask for one, you just go to Photoshop and make one. Right. And send it, right? That's what you do, right?
Well, and by the way, I don't know if that law applies in other countries.
That's true. All right, I got a question.
Yeah.
So how much does a Mavic Pro cost? Which is that's the one everybody wants.
Right. It started at 1,000.
For $1,000 for a Mavic Pro. So you wouldn't have to sell many clips
from
your Mavic Pro to pay from your Mavic Pro if you're selling them between $80 and $200 a pop.
Right.
So you just fly your drone in places that are forbidden by law. I'll tell you one that sells big, over the White House, big. Over a nuclear plant, huge.
Very big,
they can't, very, very big. Military installations, fly over a sub base.
But
Russian subbase sells for $400.
Don't do that. Now, you know, one of the interesting videos I saw on Stock, and I said, oh my God, that was so, why didn't I think of doing that first? If you imagine like a hospital where you have doctors and nurses and staff walking around, right? Well, if I were really gonna video that, if I show their face, I'm gonna need model releases from every single person. Every single person you can recognize. So what they did was they just show it from here down. So you see the stethoscopes, the white coats, you know what it is, but you can't recognize a single person. So literally the person just set up on a tripod, record, done, stop. and cropped and just either focused down there or cropped it down there.
Cha-ching.
That video sells as a background video every day.
Wow. Well, guys, we're just about out of time. Now, we usually do giveaways today, and I'll have to look to my editor, Kim, to see where'd she go. She was right there. Son of a gun.
She stepped out.
She stepped out. Well, what are we going to give away now?
Your latest book.
My latest book. I have a book? Oh, my photo. Oh,
have.
Yeah, we have it back in the office. So picture I'm holding a book. Picture it's a Photoshop book.
Oh, it's gone.
Fell into a black hole. It's now on the first floor. So we're on the second floor up here. Third floor? Social media people always know what floor you're on. Anyway, so we're going to give away my Photoshop CC book for digital photography. You think we can get Victoria? Can we give one of your 101 books away? She says no.
Yeah, she shook her head.
She
no
just said,
first,
do you know how much those things cost? These were her exact words. No. So she's going to, so 101 Photoshop tips, hidden gems. Hidden
and
gems
tips
and tips and tricks. Thank you. We're going to give away one of those. We're going to give away my Photoshop CC book for digital photographers. And hold on, let me see. And 10 bucks.
Must be present.
All right, now, here's where you have to go. You have to go to kelby1.com/contest and tell us what you want to win. The 10 bucks, the Photoshop book, the Photoshop CC book from Scott, or Victoria's awesome 101
Photoshop hidden gems.
Hidden gems. It's a word I can't remember. Sorry. Hidden gems and tips and tricks. Those are coming up. A couple of little comments before we go.
Yeah, I was looking
Rose Kieran's here. She says, have a great time in Orlando. And Rose is from New Zealand.
Yes.
One of our Rose, if you were here, we would have had you on. We have viewers 4 and 5 are here, which is exciting. JMHS Photo says, I'm here, number 4. Shelly Wood says, I'm here too, number 5. And then JMHS Photo says, this is nice that you guys did this from Photoshop World. I think this is a first. Johan says, is it allowed to drone video at the Grand Canyon? No. They don't like it in national parks. National parks, they're like, no.
You know what? The guys who got in early, like before droning, you know, people flying drones was a nuisance. Can you imagine all the footage that was captured like that first year?
Oh gosh, of course. Yeah. Hey, Jen, can you bring that back real quick?
Sure. It undo.
Yeah, I know. One sec. Just bring it. Hit an undo.
Yep.
Hold on. So, Terry, JMHS Photo says, being as we're the few, Scott feeling a giveaway feeling today? I like a giveaway. All right. JMHS Photo. Let Jen know, and I'll send you a copy of my book called How Do I Do That in Photoshop? And I'll sign it in everything. It'll just say, Dear Number 5. No, you were number 4. JMHS was number 4. Dear number four. So look for one, but go ahead and get his contact info. We'll send you one just for being a good sport. Now, when we close the show today, first I want to say thank you very much, Terry, for being on there.
No problem.
To Victoria and Joel, thank you guys for being on the show here. And thank you for being Photoshop World instructors.
Love it.
And we're honored to have you.
Favorite show to teach at.
Well, thank you very much. You're very awesome to say that. And what we have to get our entire studio audience up here. We have to get everybody up behind us. So come on and fill in, because this is very exciting for us, because we never, ever. Look, Mark's here. Hilmar's here. Everybody's here. This is all of them. Come on, John.
Why John here.
Now, Deb, you're here.
I'm here.
Oh, you get a mic. Deb Usilka. All right. From Boston in the house.
You just took your 10 bucks.
Drinks on you now, Peter.
Let's talk about the Patriots, shall we? No, let's not. All right.
Come
so this is Peter.
Peter,
what, get up here.
Come on.
Peter.
Joel, Victoria.
Joel, Victoria, come on, everybody. Is Rachel up here? No, she's taking a picture. You're doing your job.
Wait,
I'm so proud of you.
No, come on up. Come on.
Come on. Joel, everybody. Jen, come on. No, you got, come on. Get up here, everybody. Our art director, Jessica's back there just taking another picture. There's always a time for one. Now, are you all doing interesting stuff back there or just looking at the camera?
Smiling.
Oh, they're smiling. Oh, don't look at the back of my head. That's not a great area back there. Anyway, thank you all. We wish you were here with us at Photoshop World. We're miss having you all here, but we'll be back next week, and then we'll all be together again on Facebook because we're back in the office. Things work. Anyway, thanks to Steve and Meredith and the crew and Ron and Eric and everybody that helped put this broadcast together. And we will catch you guys next time. See you. Bye.
Bye.